Welcome to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix, live mix by Snowdusk on Anon Radio.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on AnonRadio.net. My name's Snowdusk, and I'll be your DJ for the next hour. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you to all the folks on Calm. Thank you for joining us online. We are in the Anon Radio Room on SDF Komo Chat. Thank you for joining us again, and thank you for tuning in.
Oh,
All right. Thank you again for tuning in. That was Era, New Age Gothic Rock Project from France, according to Discogs. That was Ameno. The one before that was Justitia. By Lesiem. The one before that was Delirium with Flatlands. It's going to be very mellow tonight, so I hope you enjoy the mix. I was just talking to people, my fellow commies on com. I was just telling them that I grew up pretty much spending the Holy Week, not Holy Week, but you know, like the last half of Holy Week, except Easter Sunday, as very quiet, silent, you know, because I grew up in the Philippines, right? Like, it's Holy Week is very serious. it's a very serious a tradition in the Philippines. The Holy Week is very holy. Like, even kids participate, being, you know, doing a lot of holy stuff. So I grew up like that. So silence, you're not supposed to do anything on a Black Saturday, which is today. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so yeah, we were actually talking about Black Saturday and Good Friday on Calm, because yesterday is called Good Friday for many Catholics, right? So good Jesus died on a Friday, and that's not good. Why good? I don't know. I think it has to maybe it's probably from Old English, right? Like, good is really like maybe holy or godly or something. So maybe that's why it stayed it remained as good Friday, even though death is not good. So German, according to El Nili, Good Friday in German is Karfreitag, which makes more sense because he said it's Sorrowful Friday. Yes. Death is very sorrowful. Anyway, I don't want to make a joke. You know, I don't want to offend anyone because, you know, it's a holy thing for many people. Yeah. This is B-Tribe with Ode to Dolores Del Rio. Thanks again for tuning in and for hanging out with us on Calm. You know what I just found out? It's not holiday in the US for Good Friday. But in Canada, Good Friday is a federal holiday. Yeah, because actually my boss and half of the team are Americans, right? At work. My boss is American. I report to her. But I'm in Canada. I'm in Toronto. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought Good Friday was a holiday in the U.S. Anyway, let's enjoy this tune. This is Wise Hand with Spirit. Oh, no. Yeah, This one.
Lord, we pray thee to receive the spirit of our dearly departed and to forgive him his trespasses. Lord, we pray thee to receive the spirit.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we're just talking about crazy Filipino Catholic traditions. I mean, I shouldn't say crazy, because, you know, it's Filipinos are very, their faith is so strong. You can't believe, as an outside observer, that you will be shocked. But over there, that was normal. Like, yeah, those Catholic traditions are so normal. Everybody does it. Like, even me, you know. Like, going to church every Sunday with friends is a normal thing. And then every Holy Week, starting Good Friday, actually Holy Thursday, people start walking to visit churches. It's called the Visita Iglesia. That's what we call it. Visit church in Spanish. It's a penitence. Basically, you walk, and they're very far, right? Like the churches. Yeah, you go to very far places anyway. It's crazy. And there every Good Friday, there are actually crucifixion reenactments. The people being crucified. It's a form of penitence, right? Because they promise something to do something. They promise to do something for the rest of their life if something is granted to them. That's why they do it. It's crazy. I don't want to be crucified. You'll find those, a lot of those in YouTube. Just Google it. I mean, sorry, you know, find it on YouTube. You'll see them. Yeah, anyway, this is Una Fortiva Lágrima by Origen. Yeah. But by the way, okay. Wait. Yeah, those extreme forms of penitence are condemned by the Catholic Church, by the way. I should clarify that. They are condemned, but people still do it in the Philippines.
Semuanya kembalilah. Itu saja sayangku. Terima kasih.
I think the best time to visit, like, to experience this is, going to experience this kind of really colorful traditions. I don't know, colorful, but kind of morbid. Not the crucifixion and the self-flagellation, okay? You know, just the processions. The Holy Week processions in the Philippines are so awesome. Processions. You will see them also in a lot of Latin American countries. Also in Spain. Spain is, it's amazing. Yeah, their Holy Week processions there. Also in Italy, like here in Toronto, the closest to that is probably the Holy Week tradition, Holy Week processions in Little Italy in Toronto. They do it. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, this is a really beautiful song. This is Karunesh, Longing for the Unknown. This is the Intergalactic Wasabi Mix on and on radio.net. My name's Nodusk. Thank you. beautiful track. Karunesh, actually, you know, I highly recommend that you listen to Karunesh if you like this kind of music. I think his tracks have a lot of like Indian elements in them. So cool. Yeah, I was just sorry. I was just talking about, like, if you want to see how strong Filipinos' faith is in Jesus or Catholicism, whatever, I dare you to Google the Feast of the Black Nazarene. And you will be shocked. It's an awe. The Feast of the Black Nazarene in Manila. It's like the biggest feast, Christian feast, in the Philippines. And it's in Manila. Actually, my grandfather was a devotee of the Black Nazarene. We call it Black Nazarene. It's a very long history. I'm not gonna say it. You can Google it. Anyway, this is Sweet Lullaby by Deep Forest. I didn't mean to theme my show tonight for the Holy Week. No. I just wanted to play calm, mellow music, but, you know, I don't know. These topics came up. It's so cool. That's what calm is for, you know? We like talking about... We like talking about interesting stuff, all kinds of stuff on calm. Not just computers, not just Unix. Yeah, we talk about a lot of interesting stuff. We like controversial stuff. The good controversial stuff. Okay? Trivial stuff, maybe? I'm another feast that I mentioned on Calm, which is crazy. And that's where my mom came from, actually. It's her province. It's in Camarines Sur, Naga City in the Philippines. And it's called the Our Lady of the Feast of Our Lady of Peña Francia. It's crazy. Crazy. Oh my God. Yeah, so I dare you Google that and find videos of of that feast. Anyway, thank you so much again for tuning in and for being on Calm. This is Secret Spirit with Yehanoha, wishes of happiness and prosperity, the Eagle Eye Mix. interesting topic. I hope we don't offend some people who don't like religion or don't like Christianity or Catholicism, whatever. I mean, they say you're born Catholic and you will always be Catholic forever, but I'm not a practicing Catholic. I don't know. I'm not religious anymore. But we still do the traditions because we just have to. Or our parents will get mad at us. Or grandparents. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Exiled. Oh, I haven't done my shoutouts yet. Okay, I'll do it later. This is Era again. This is Misere Mani. Thanks again for tuning in. I'd like to say hello to Praetor, LD Beth, Exiled, Pizza Pal, JWH, Adam D, Claire and Tina. Let me see. El Neely. Who else? Gemlog, yes. Supernova. Did I miss anyone? Oh! Sinosphere. Ratzu. Spring! You're finally here. I mean, it's literally spring now. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. Very awesome topics on Calm. I really love it. Alright, this is Enigma. To all those Enigma fans out there, this is Mea Culpa.
je te désire. Prends-moi, je suis à toi.
Tell us what a DMT trip is, Praetor.
Mea culpa.
Everyone is curious now what a DMT is. What's a DMT? Praetor is talking about it. Sounds so much fun. I'm not gonna say anymore. That's so funny. I'm waiting. Oh, we can Google. I'm gonna Google. Oh, it's a drug? It is a drug. Dimethyltryptamine is a very strong psychedelic found in a number of animals and plants. I see. No wonder, Praetor. Just kidding. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Magna Carta with Close to Heaven. I think this mix will be a good background sound for your DMT trip. For your next DMT trip. Anyway. Oh. show's almost over. I don't know, I panicked. I picked this song. It's like a rendition of Madonna's Like a Prayer by the Chant Masters. Anyway, it's time to go. Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for being on Calm. I had great fun, and I hope you did too. So stick around for Froggy Me's Funkaliciously Jastastic Hour.
Thank you for listening to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix, live mix by Snowdusk on Anon Radio. Please tune in next time.